Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today I would like to share with you two verses from Romans chapter 8. And looking at verses 12 and 13, it says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live." And it's very interesting. We read all throughout the New Testament about overcoming the flesh and how the power of Jesus gives us victory to overcome and to overcome by the Spirit of God. But what are we overcoming? See, it says that we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. We can overcome the flesh, but what is the flesh? See, the flesh can be numerous things, but sometimes, you know, people think that the flesh is only something really bad that's obvious, maybe smoking or drinking or going to bad places, but it is so much bigger than that. You see, the flesh is anything that is separate from God. It's when our mindsets are so caught up on just going our own way, maybe just doing our own thing apart from God and enjoying our luxuries and our rest and everything else, but disregarding God's will, disregarding what God wants. It's okay to enjoy things in life, but see, the flesh goes further. It not only wants to enjoy things, it wants to have things greater than Christ. It wants and has a desire to have everything else, to be everywhere else but where God is and to come close to Him. That's the flesh. And He says, if we live according to the flesh, if we live according to our sinful nature, it produces death. But we have no obligation to it. See, those in Christ, those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive the Spirit of the living God. We receive the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit that now helps us to overcome. We don't have to live according to our sinful nature, but we can put to death the misdeeds of the body, the misdeeds that seem to wander away from God, that natural inclination of man to walk away from Him. The Spirit now overcomes and causes us to live as Jesus lived. Our obligation is no longer to the flesh, but now we can be those who are after God, those who have received Christ, who carry the Spirit that causes us to move. Causes us to move where? To move closer to the Father. The Spirit of God that brings us back to God. The Spirit of God that causes us to love, to desire, to obey, and to be looking and seeking for what His will is in our life because it's growing on the inside. So we don't have an obligation to live in the old. We don't have to live according to our flesh, but by the power of the Spirit of God, we can come into Christ and we can live for Him. Have you overcome today? If not, if that old flesh, if that old darkness within is still driving you away from the Lord, will you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus? Will you call upon the Savior who can save us from even the flesh to be filled with the Spirit, now living for God, now thinking on the Father, now looking to be close to Him, be closer as never before, every day growing in the goodness and the will of our God? I'm praying today that the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ would touch you, that as you call upon His name, you would believe this day in the name of His wonderful Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.